I mean, I wish we would have stayed in Beaumont.
You like Beaumont?
I liked it, Beaumont. We played football. I was a top football player out there. Me and my brother.
Okay, so that's what I was going to get to. So you're about 13. So you were, what, about 8th, 9th grade at the time?
9th grade.
9th grade. So you
I
get
just
here,
hit 9th grade.
Just hit 9th grade. And then you got here, Houston, but then y'all went to Beaumont.
Went to Beaumont, played football
and
out there.
So that's what I'm going to say. So at this time, you weren't even boxing.
I wasn't even
you,
boxing.
You were an athlete, though.
I wasn't boxing.
But you and your brother athletes?
Yeah, we athletes. But I wasn't. I thought, people thought he was going to be the boxer because I was scared to fight at the time.
What?
Yes, man. I don't know how I became. I mean, though I say Houston kind of made me who I am. Like,
yeah.
That's why this is my second home because I was never a fighter, you know. I never thought I was going to fight. My brother used to fight a lot. I used to run in the house.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like.
Is he a little bit bigger, taller?
He was a little bit bigger. I'm bigger now.
Okay.
Yeah, we about
same
height? Yeah, we about the same height. You know, but that was his thing. I was just a little, you know, when things used to go on, I used to call him.
Hey, listen, see, you know I got to ask you this question. We know how siblings are,
true,
brothers and sisters. So you ever times growing up, like he just hitting on you, playing with you, like, man, will you stop hitting on me?
He used to bully me a lot, man. And then my mama just had this conversation. Man, we just had this conversation about him bullying me earlier. And I used to be trying to, you know, I used to be trying to hurt him. You know, I used to pick up anything to try to hurt him, you know.
Yeah.
And I always told him, when I get older, bro, I'm a deuce. Man, I'm a be able to. Because he used to always hurt me, man, and do crazy stuff to me, bro. I used to be like, man, I can't wait till I get bigger.
Yeah.
You know, and
and eventually you got bigger.
Eventually I got bigger.
Listen, sometimes with brothers, all it takes is that one sting to his face for them to leave you alone.
True. True. That's true, man.
I know one thing brothers do, they wrestle a lot. I'm sure there's plenty of times you wrestling, trying to put him in headlocks.
Yes,
trying to,
and he'll sit on me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because he weighed a little bit more than you.
Yes. He was bigger than me when I was smaller, so it was like, man, bro, like.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something embarrassing, Jericho. I only had an older sister, right? I was small, but she outweighed me. She would sit on me. And I was just my older sister, and I tell her, I said, man, when I get bigger. And eventually you get bigger, and they learn to leave you alone then.
True. True.
Yeah, but at least it was your brother. I got beat up by my sister. All right, so before Hurricane Katrina, were y'all playing sports in New Orleans?
Yes. I was a top football player in New Orleans.
So you really like football?
I was really into football. I was a running back in New Orleans. And both of us, me and my brother, we had scholarships. I mean, we had scholarships to colleges already. And I was only in the 9th grade. And I had
what grade was he in? Is he a grade or two?
No, he was in an 11th grade at the time.
Two grades ahead of me. And he was playing football
and
first.
Yeah,
okay.
But I had always made straight A's. I was a straight A student, so they was already after me. And by me going to Beaumont, it transpired there, football.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came to Houston, everything stopped.